Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we are in Amos chapter 5. We'll listen to our guest reader, Roy Hanschke, one of the voices here in Denver Christian Radio, as he reads the 27 verses of Amos chapter 5.
Amos chapter 5, hear this word, Israel, this lament I take up concerning you. Fallen is virgin Israel, never to rise again. Deserted in her own land, with no one to lift her up. This is what the Sovereign Lord says to Israel. Your city that marches out 1,000 strong will have only 100 left. Your town that marches out 100 strong will have only 10 left. This is what the Lord says to Israel. Seek me and live. Do not seek Bethel. Do not go to Gilgal. Do not journey to Beersheba. For Gilgal will surely go into exile, and Bethel will be reduced to nothing. Seek the Lord and live, or he will sweep through the tribes of Joseph like a fire. It will devour them, and Bethel will have no one to quench it. There are those who turn justice into bitterness and cast righteousness to the ground. He who made Pleiades and Orion, who turns midnight into dawn and darkens day into night, who calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out over the face of the land, the Lord is his name. With a blinding flash he destroys the stronghold and brings the fortified city to ruin. There are those who hate the one who upholds justice in court and detest the one who tells the truth. You levy a straw tax on the poor and impose a tax on their grain. Therefore, though you have built stone mansions, you will not live in them. Though you have planted lush vineyards, you will not drink their wine. For I know how many are your offenses and how great your sins. There are those who oppose the innocent and take bribes and deprive the poor of justice in the courts. Therefore, the prudent keep quiet in such times, for the times are evil. Seek good, not evil, that you may live. Then the Lord God Almighty will be with you, just as you say he is. Hate evil, love good, maintain justice in the courts. Perhaps the Lord God Almighty will have mercy on the remnant of Joseph. Therefore, this is what the Lord God Almighty says. There will be wailing in all the streets and cries of anguish in every public square. The farmers will be summoned to weep and the mourners to wail. There will be wailing in all your vineyards, for I will pass through your midst, says the Lord. Woe to you who long for the day of the Lord! Why do you long for the day of the Lord? That day will be darkness, not light. It will be though a man fled from a lion, only to meet a bear, as though he entered his house and rested his hand on the wall, only to have a snake bite him. Will not the day of the Lord be darkness, not light? Pitch dark, without a ray of brightness. I despise your religious festivals. Your assemblies are a stench to me. Even though you bring me burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. Though you bring choice fellowship offerings, I will have no regard for them. Away with the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the music of your harps. But let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream. Did you bring me sacrifices and offerings 40 years in the wilderness, people of Israel? You have lifted up the shrine of your king, the pedestal of your idols, the star of your God, which you made for yourselves. Therefore I will send you into exile beyond Damascus, says the Lord, whose name is God Almighty.
In 1997, I read Amos chapters 4 through 6 on the same day. Concerning chapter 5, I wrote, Seek the Lord and live. Seek good and not evil, that you may live, so the Lord God of hosts will be with you. Hate evil, love good. 7 years later, in 2004, I read Amos 5 through 9 on the same day, with 2 Kings 15 with some scattered verses in there. And I only wrote a note on Amos chapter 8, which I will share in later days. And in 2011, 7 years after 2004, I read Amos chapters 4 through 6 on the same day with Revelation 6. And concerning chapter 5, I wrote, Seek the Lord and live. Why desire the day of the Lord? Christians often say, I wish the Lord would come. Remember, when he returns, it will be hell on earth. It is darkness and not light. And then I wrote, God does not accept our false worship. In chapter 4 of Amos, the Lord tried to get Israel to return to him, but he kept saying, You did not return to me. Here in chapter 5, he says, Seek me and live. Seek the Lord and live. So he's crying out to Israel once again, Return to me. Seek me. Again, in verse 14, he says, Seek good and not evil, that you may live. Seeking the Lord, returning to him, is always the answer to the warnings of the prophet. God is the God of the second chance. Aren't you glad? So now let's turn our attention to verse 18 in chapter 5. Woe to you who desire the day of the Lord. Why would you have the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light. Verse 20. Is not the day of the Lord darkness and not light, and gloom with no brightness in it? I mentioned in my 2011 journal that many Christians seek the day of the Lord or seek the second coming of Jesus. But I also mentioned that it will be hell on earth. Now I know in my Christian life, I used to think the same way. I always wanted to see Jesus' second coming. But then, as I matured in my faith, I began to think, What will the world be like? It will be what Amos says. It will be darkness and not light. It will be gloom and no brightness in it. So I, for one, do not long to see the day of the Lord. I also realize when that day comes, it's over. There will be no more salvation, no more second chance. Just like we're reading in Amos, God's judgment does come. So my focus is not on the second coming, it's not on the day of the Lord, it's what I can do to reach the lost before that day comes. And I, for one, am thankful that God has given me a platform to make a difference. He's given me opportunities through the Gideon's International to go all over the globe and share the gospel message, oftentimes with students in schools, but also personally as I travel. I get lots of opportunities to sit next to people on long flights and share the gospel message. And I also get a chance to do that through Ad Bible, audio daily devotions that you're listening to from the Ezra Project. I'm doing my best to fulfill the call of God on my life to comment on every chapter of the Bible through these Ad Bible recordings. And if you've been with me for very long, you know that when you cover every chapter of the Bible, you cover the good, the bad, and the ugly. The Bible is filled with the mercy, the grace, and the love of God, but it's also filled with warning after warning after warning about those days of judgment, the day of the Lord. So through these podcasts, I have a voice in warning people to be ready for the day of the Lord, to return to the Lord, to seek the Lord, while he can be found. I don't know what platforms God has given you to share with people the love of God, the grace of God, the mercy of God, the warnings of God. I hope you're doing more than just listening to the Word of God. In James, the Word tells us to be doers of the Word, not just hearers. Maybe you can turn some people on to Ad Bible. Maybe you can get them to listen to some of these recordings, and maybe they will start to follow what we're doing here, going through the Word of God, chapter by chapter. Maybe that's your practical application from Amos chapter 5. Before we pray, Come Lord Jesus, let's remember these verses in Amos. Woe to you who desire the day of the Lord. Lord, we thank you that through Ad Bible we get the whole counsel of Scripture. Thank you for the reminder that the day of the Lord will be darkness, not light. It will be gloom, not brightness. It will truly be hell on earth. So, Lord, stir our hearts through this book of Amos to do something to keep people from the judgment of God. Stir our hearts to share the gospel, the good news of Jesus, with someone. Stir our hearts to turn people on to Ad Bible so they can hear the whole counsel of God. Stir our hearts to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Holy Spirit, open doors around us to share the good news of the gospel, and then give us the courage to do it in your name. Might you touch someone's heart through us. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.